as wooden as a furniture warehouse. "Please sit down, Captain." "Yes, sir." Vimes remained standing. It was a matter of pride.
"But of course I quite understand. The Ramkin country estates are very extensive, I believe. I'm sure Lady Ramkin will appreciate your strong right hand."
"Sir?" Captain Vimes, while in the presence of the ruler of the city, always concentrated his gaze on a point 1 foot above and 6 inches to the left of the man's head.
"And of course you will be quite a rich man, Captain."
"Yes, sir." "I hope you have thought about that. You will have new responsibilities."
"Yes, sir."
It dawned on the patrician that he was working on both ends of this conversation. He shuffled through the papers on his desk. "And of course I shall have to promote a new chief officer for the night watch," said the patrician. "Have you any suggestions, Captain?" Vimes appeared to descend from whatever cloud his mind had been occupying. This was guard work.
"Well, not Fred Colon. He's one of nature's sergeants."
Sergeant Colon, Ankh-Morpork City Guard, Night Watch, surveyed the bright faces of the new recruits. He sighed. He remembered his first day. Old Sergeant Wimbler. What a tartar. Tongue like a whiplash. If the old boy had lived to see this. What was it called? Oh yeah, Affirmative Action Hiring Procedure or something. Silicon Anti-Defamation League had been going on at the Patrician, and now...
"Try it one more time, Lance Constable Detritus," he said. "The trick is, you stops your hand just above your ear. Now just get up off the floor and try saluting just one more time. Now then, Lance Constable Cuddy."
"Here."
"Where?"
"In front of you, Sergeant."
Colon looked down and took a step back. The swelling curve of his more than adequate stomach moved aside to reveal the upturned face of Lance Constable Cuddy, with its helpful, intelligent expression and one glass eye.
"Oh, right.
I'm taller than I look."
"Oh, gods," thought Sergeant Colon wearily. "Add 'em up and divide by two and you've got two normal men, except normal men don't join the guard. A troll and a dwarf. And that ain't the worst of it." Vimes drummed his fingers on the desk.
"Not Colon, then," he said. "He's not as young as he was. Time he stayed in the watch house keeping up on the paperwork. Besides, he's got a lot on his plate."
"Sergeant Colon has always had a lot on his plate, I should say," said the patrician.
"With the new recruits, I mean," said Vimes meaningfully. "You remember, sir?"
"The ones you told me I had to have," he added in the privacy of his head. "They weren't to go in the day watch, of course, and those bastards in the palace guard wouldn't take them either. Oh, no, put them in the night watch because it's a joke anyway, and no one'll really see 'em. No one important, anyway." Vimes had only given in because he knew it wouldn't be his problem for long. It wasn't as if he was speciesist, he told himself, but the watch was a job for men.
"How about Corporal Nobbs?" said the patrician.
"Nobby?" They shared a mental picture of Corporal Nobbs.
"No. No."
"Then, of course, there is," the patrician smiled, "Corporal Carrot, a fine young man, already making a name for himself, I gather."
"That's true," said Vimes.
"A further promotion opportunity, perhaps? I would value your advice."
Vimes formed a mental picture of Corporal Carrot.
"This," said Corporal Carrot, "is the Hubwoods Gate to the whole city, which is what we guard."
"What from?"
said Lance Constable Angua, the last of the new recruits.
"Oh, you know, barbarian hordes, warring tribesmen, bandit armies, that sort of thing."
"What, just us?"
"Us? Oh, no," Carrot laughed. "That'd be silly, wouldn't it? No, if you see anything like that, you just ring your bell as hard as you like."
"What happens then?"
"Sergeant Colon and Nobby and the rest of them will come running along just as soon as they can."
Lance Constable Angua scanned the hazy horizon. She smiled. Carrot blushed.